There's a Chinese proverb that says the beginning of wisdom is to call things by their right names. In Germany, the right name has become a matter of regulation and controversy. The government has decided that newlywed men may not combine their family names with their wife's name into a new hyphenated surname, and they may not give a hyphenated last name to their children. But women may hyphenate their last names. The new German hyphenation ban has encountered resistance, especially from people who previously created hyphenated names for themselves and their children. Deirdre Berger reports from Frankfurt.
This apartment in the town of Idstein is full of stuffed animals, toy trucks, and games, just like any other household with small children. But something sets this family apart.
What's your name?
My name is Wolfgang Arndt.
And my name is Dörte Engelbart.
What's your name?
It's Martja Arndt Engelbart.
And this is?
This is Michael.
The squeak is for no name. Parents of Wolfgang and Dorothea want their son Maiko to have the same last name as his sister, but he can't.
Let's look here at the birth certificate.
It says Maiko, noch keinen Familiennamen männlichen Geschlechts.
Which means Maiko, still no last name, he's a male.
There's a reason Maiko is nameless. When his 3-year-old sister was born, a temporary law allowed children to have a hyphenated name. So hers is Martja Arndt Engelbart. The new name law rules this out. The parents must decide on the father's or the mother's last name. But Maiko's parents don't see why he should have just one last name if his sister has two. So they haven't given in to town authorities, who have ordered them to give Maiko one last name. Officials are threatening to pick a name themselves. Until the 19th century in Germany, except for nobility, you were what you were named. For instance, Klaus the Shoemaker or Rudiger the Giant. But as last names became more common, they often gave clues about hometowns and social standing, and they became serious business in Germany. Families around the country have banded together to fight the name law restrictions. Elke Balzer and Dieter Schumann in Frankfurt say the law violates constitutional rights protecting the family.
When I think about the teasing my children might have to endure in school just because they have different last names, that can't be your real father, you have a different name than your sister, it's clear the law undermines family life.
Government officials say, no problem. Just change 4-year-old Viola Balzer Schumann's name to Viola Schumann. Elke Balzer says, no way.
Because we want our children to have the same last name, and we feel that the hyphenated name is the binding element in the family. It gives the children a link to their father, as well as to me, their mother.
Elke Balzer, a 38-year-old computer programmer, is part of a new, more self-assertive generation of career women. Elke says she's not about to change her daughter's name.
Viola has a last name, and taking it away from her violates her personal rights, even if she's only 4 years old.
Elke and Dieter have taken their case to Germany's constitutional court. The family has the backing of Frankfurt judge Axel Bauer. He mocks concerns of German officials that too many hyphenated names will create chaos in the German bureaucracy.
Especially the Roman countries have the system of double names, so administration is functioning in France, for example. And I don't think that there's any risk for Germany.
The confusion started 5 years ago. The German Supreme Court ruled the name law was discriminatory because it didn't allow women to keep their maiden names, so it ordered the law rewritten. While legislators were conferring, thousands of families took advantage of the temporary name freedom, keeping their own name and giving their children hyphenated names. The government expected families to conform with the new law and change those names, but many refuse. The authorities wouldn't have been surprised, according to Judge Axel Bauer, had they turned for guidance to Germany's ultimate authority, the writer Goethe.
A man's own name is grown tight to him all over, like his own skin, and one may not scrape and pare away at it without wounding the person himself.
There is some support in Parliament for amending the law to let children keep their hyphenated names, but no action has been taken. Germany's constitutional court has not agreed to deliberate the issue, so for the immediate future, thousands of very young Germans will live like their forefathers in the 18th century, with just a first name. For National Public Radio, I'm Deirdre Berger-Harder in Frankfurt.